Harper Audio presents The Red Leather Diary, Reclaiming a Life Through the Pages of a Lost Journal by Lily Coppell. Performed by Johanna Parker. Forward. At 90, having survived a car crash and E. coli, I was living what can only be called a bland life. Mobility was low. No golf, no tennis, no long walks. But curiosity about people and politics was high, and there were such activities as practicing scales on the piano, playing bridge, reading, and agonizing with friends over America's current quagmire. Not too bad a life for a nonagenarian. What was missing were expectations. Everything was going to be the same until the final downhill slide. My beloved husband, Nat, was already on that slide. What was there to expect? What indeed? In my most cloud-nine dreams, I could never have imagined what awaited me. I was sitting on my patio in Florida one glorious April afternoon when the phone rang. An unknown voice greeted me when I answered. "Hello, my name is Lily Coppell. Are you by any chance Florence Wolfson, now Howitt?" I thought, do I want to admit that I am? Was this going to be some marketing nuisance I regretted ever saying hello to? Well, I was a little curious, so I owned up to being me. Said Lily, "I have some old things belonging to you that I picked up at 98 Riverside Drive, and I thought you might want them back." "What things?" I asked. "An old red leather diary, short stories you wrote when you were 15, and your master's thesis from Columbia. I'll be happy to send them to you." Those words changed my life. I told her not to bother sending them, because my daughters would pick them up on one of their many trips to New York. So, waiting to hear from Valerie or Karen, she didn't send them. She read the diary. I had totally forgotten about it, and couldn't imagine anyone finding it of interest. But in the meantime, Lily had arranged to do a piece for the New York Times, based on this 76-year-old relic. When I came back to Westport for the summer, she handed the diary to me. That was a moment. How do you feel when a forgotten chunk of your life, full of adolescent angst and passion, is handed to you? How do you feel when you see your striving, feeling, immature self through your now elderly eyes? It stopped my heart for a moment. That was me? This tempestuous girl who did pretty much what she wanted was now walking slowly and not really wanting to do much of anything. I was stunned and a little sad. I read the diary avidly and came to love that young girl. What happened next was a surprise measuring 10 on the Richter scale, my own earth-moving experience. Lily's article turned out to be a mesmerizing piece of journalism, provoking enough interest to be developed into a book, which you are now listening to, and I hope you will savor as you hear about the New York I knew and loved. When I heard the news, it was as though I had been hit by lightning. From no expectations to being written about, from being hidden in a diary with a key, 14-year-old Florence was going to be revealed in a book. And how did I feel about so many intimate thoughts and acts on public display? Here's how I felt. I am now 92. My husband of 67 years died last April, and I'm fighting to keep my fingers in the pie of life. Young Florence would have agreed that this is a positive. She would have said, "Go for it." It has been fun. It has added zest to my life. It has brought back some of the passion of my youth and made me feel more alive than I have in years. I am probably one of the most excited old women in the world. Thank you, Lily. Florence Howitt, Westport, Connecticut, September 3, 2007. Chapter 1. The Discovery. Once upon a time, the diary had a tiny key. Little red flakes now crumble off the worn cover. For more than half a century, its tarnished latch unlocked, the red leather diary lay silent inside an old steamer trunk strewn with vintage labels evoking the glamorous age of ocean liner travel. "This book belongs to," reads the frontispiece, followed by Florence Wolfson, scrawled in faded black ink. Inside, in brief, breathless dispatches written on gold-edged pages, the journal recorded 5 years in the life and time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?